Meet Sophia, who is 8 months pregnant. Sophia's goal is to breastfeed exclusively for 6 months. But she knows she could be up against some challenges. She's older than 30, and she's going to have a cesarean section birth. At her baby shower, Sophia's thrilled that her sister-in-law, Kira, has given her a personal use pump, so she'll be able to pump breast milk later on, when she goes back to work, or for a night out with friends. Kira is a labor and delivery nurse, so she's picked out a super fancy personal pump, but she also has some good advice. Personal use pumps can be useful once you've established breastfeeding, but in the first few weeks after birth, the hormones in your body, combined with appropriate stimulation of the breasts, is necessary to allow your body to initiate and build good milk volumes for your baby. If your baby is unable to breastfeed effectively, or if you're not feeling confident with how breastfeeding is starting off, don't worry, as this is perfectly normal. This may be the time to use a Symphony pump with initiation technology to ensure you'll have sufficient milk to meet your breastfeeding goals in the future. You can ask for Symphony at the hospital. You can even rent Symphony after you're discharged so you can pump effectively at home until your baby is able to breastfeed exclusively. A few weeks later, Sophia gives birth to Mia. In the recovery room, Mia is placed skin to skin on Sophia's chest to encourage breastfeeding. After about an hour of trying to breastfeed, Sophia isn't sure if Mia is getting a good latch and feeding. Mia keeps falling asleep. Sophia starts to panic until she remembers Kira's advice and asks about the Symphony pump. Sophia discusses her concerns with a lactation consultant who reassures her that she has options to help her meet her breastfeeding goals. Sophia learns that the Symphony pump with initiation technology creates a vacuum like her baby would. Until Mia is breastfeeding well, Sophia can use Symphony to stimulate her breasts to initiate and build her milk supply. After using the pump, Sophia chooses to hand express for a few minutes to collect any available colostrum. Together, Sophia, her partner, and the lactation consultant make a plan, and with a little patience, baby Mia begins breastfeeding well. In a few weeks, she's growing into the perfect little cherub. For more information about initiating, building, and maintaining milk supply, visit initiatebuildmaintain.com.